What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
Hello, everybody. Oh, my God. Can I just say right now, oh, my God. OMG.
Oh, my damn.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness. This show's
going
ham.
We're going
ham. Folks, welcome to What's for Dinner. Tonight is an incredible... You know what this is? Holy shit. This is our very first road podcast.
Oh, my God. It's true.
Isn't that true?
Well, with you and me. Yeah.
With you. Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah.
Because you've done on
but this
road,
is... Yeah. This is like... Because... Usually I'm in my hotel room alone, and I have my recorder, and I'm holding it in my hand, and I'm just like, "Hey,
are you holding it?
Yeah,
yeah, right
in my hand.
Your mouth
oh, this
that?
Is good. You're gonna
nice.
You're gonna jump in at every chance you get, aren't
you?
It's okay. I love you.
Does she do visual jokes the whole time?
Well, so, yeah, she does visual jokes on a podcast. She's really up on the technology end of this. But folks, we are broadcasting live because we're all here right this very second.
Yes.
From the incredible Chilkoot Charlie's in Anchorage, Alaska.
We like to call it the world famous.
The world famous.
Incredible's good.
Yeah. How about the incredibly world famous okay.
well, we,
Chilkoot Charlie's?
We'd have to change the napkins, but...
You know what? I think it's worth
just,
it.
Let's just go with... Okay.
I think it's worth it. Matter of fact, next time I come here, I want to see incredibly the incredibly world famous
right.
Chilkoot
yeah.
Charlie's. This is one of my favorite clubs to play in the whole wide world. We're in Anchorage, Alaska. Allison is with me. Hi, honey.
Hello, everybody. Hello, darling.
Hello. And along with us on the show is a very funny local comic who did a spot tonight on our show. And it's also his birthday tonight. Happy birthday, man.
Oh,
the lovely, lovely and talented John Morris.
John
Norris.
With
damn
an
it.
Norris. With an N.
I figured I'd go alphabetically and
this
hopefully
is
hit
worst.
The M.
I feel like in every single class I ever had growing up, there was always a Morris. And they would always get called in front of me, and I hated that person every single time.
So was Morris and Norris. Did anybody ever, like, fuck with you and call you Chuck?
In high school, Chuck Norris got real popular, and then that became pretty much the bane of my existence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially, did you have the beard with, like, a fist?
I've always had this beard.
Oh, so.
Yeah, since junior high, I've always had this beard.
It's like, man,
never,
Norris is
going
to kick your ass with that beard in algebra class. I don't know. Well, thanks for being here, Big J.
Anytime.
Happy birthday,
thank
man.
You. I'm glad to
great
be here. Momentous occasion. Road podcast.
Road podcast.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next best thing to road pussy.
A reason to celebrate.
There's going
to
be a podcast for that, too.
Yeah. Later.
And also on the show is our good friend. And I don't know your official title. Are you talent booker? Are you general manager? Are you all around go-to guy?
Promotions director.
Promotions
is what it says
director.
On the card they gave me.
I
okay,
like
promotion.
It.
Yeah. All right. Well, peace.
But I've also cleaned up shit in the bathroom during the day shift.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I could not think of a better promotion for Chilkoot. Come on down to Chilkoot Charlie's. We don't have shit in the bathroom anymore.
And if you do shit on the floor, we got someone to clean it up.
We got someone to clean it up, our promotions director. But our incredible good friend, Greg Chaley, is here. What do you prefer, by the way, Chaley?
It really doesn't matter.
We got Papa John here, everybody.
You did the C, which is better than most.
Say again?
They'll do... Kahail. They don't do the...
Kahail? As
oh
a Jew,
God,
we don't like Kahail.
Kahail.
You are in my phone as Greg Chili.
Chili.
By
that's
the way.
Fine. Chili's good.
Yeah. Chili?
I mean, it doesn't matter. All right. I'm a twin, and they always would just say Chaley or whatever because they were going to be right 100% of the time, whether it was myself or my brother.
What's
Michael.
Your brother's name?
Michael.
Oh, so it wasn't like Greg and Craig or something gay that your parents really would fuck you with?
No, it was St. Gregory and St. Michael.
What is great? What is he? The what is paint the great Saint Gregory, the patron saint?
He was the first pope.
There was a Gregory,
really,
pope,
and he
yeah.
made the first pope to wear socks with sandals.
Really,
yeah.
The first hippie pope.
Yeah. It took a while, and then just lately it's come back.
That's where they smoked the pope. That's where that came from. Like they took the smoke that woke the pope. Because he finally started smoking pot.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You never heard that? I toked the smoke that woke the Pope? You never heard? Tell me I'm not the only person that's ever fucking heard that.
That's
crazy.
Talk.
The
only
person.
That sounds surprisingly anti-religious from you.
No, it was like for the true pot smokers, you would say like, oh man, I smoked that dope that woke the Pope.
Oh, it's a rhyming thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and a black like, thing, obviously.
Well, no, I just
it's so great
put,
coming from you, the whitest Jew I've ever met.
Just put that little lilt on there. No, but that's where the he started smoking pot with the socks and sandals. No?
See, that's what anyway. Most see socks and sandals to me just means old Jew.
I didn't
like,
know.
I'm gonna put on my socks and sandals, go outside. Which, I'm sorry, John.
I just realized my dad is in the running to be Pope if socks and sandals is one of the requirements.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
For him.
Check and check.
I was embarrassed at Disneyland, but I just realized that I should have been protecting him because like, he's in the Pope car wearing socks and sandals. I've been like, oh, people are looking at us right now. I should really get in the way of gunfire.
What an awesome way to look at the Pope. Better get out of the way. He's going to get shot soon.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Is he always about to get shot?
Has your dad ever performed a miracle? What has he done?
Hello.
No, I said miracle, not mistake.
Oh. Anniversary today.
Father produced a good feature act. Who gives a shit?
My dad is actually a pastor of a church. Not a
Catholic
church. He's on his way, though, to being Pope. Yeah.
I hope he didn't pastor. He didn't pay. He was on his way and he passed it.
Got it. Pastor.
If he was out in a field, would it be a pastor to pasture?
Word jokes work on a podcast.
Here we go.
What's that?
All right. Word jokes work. It's fine.
Word jokes. Yeah. We're punny. We're pretty punny.
Very punny.
Yeah.
That's how you headline. Hit the puns. I recommend your whole act should be puns about rape.
Comedy 101 right here. Listen up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, kid.
Rape puns.
Rape puns.
They get them every time.
I love this bar.
Whether they like it or not, they get them every time.
Here's a good rape pun, okay?
Like
hey,
that.
Guys,
Skippy.
If a chick says no... Actually, I got nothing after that. I really got to be...
It's just a normal day for Flip.
Rape puns are hard.
I love you, kidding.
They naturally feel really not right, so my brain doesn't want to make one up for me right now.
Naturally not right?
No, rape puns really just should not ever be a thing, so my brain is just rebelling.
You know what my favorite cartoon growing up was?
What?
The Great Grape Rape? Or the Great Rape Ape? Anybody?
I like the second one.
Rape Ape?
The Great
Rape
Ape.
Do you mean
Rape
Ape?
Rape Ape.
That's what I meant to say.
Rape Ape.
No, it's Grape Ape. Grape Ape.
It's Grape Ape, but a pun would be the Great Rape Ape.
I got it.
Just a gorilla that fucks everything.
Yeah.
It's like a mean gorilla.
Without permission.
Well, no, who would say, of course you could fuck me, gorilla. Who is going to give permission to get fucked by a gorilla?
He's a sweet talker. He's
maybe John.
If you've had him in your mouth, you know he's a sweet talker. Cuts up the top of your mouth a little bit like Captain Crunch, but you know, you don't regret it.
Captain Crunch.
Captain. I say I refuse to put that apostrophe in there. I say Captain Crunch.
Oh, that was Family Guy.
Yeah.
No, that was Dig'Em. That was a joke in Family Guy about Dig'Em. Like, don't believe in the apostrophe. As far as I'm concerned, his name is Dig Them.
Dig Them. Oh,
do you still eat, like, that old-timey cereal? I mean, I do Count Chocula and Boo Berry.
You know,
like during the Halloween,
I had Chocula recently. Yeah, yeah, it's
did
good.
Did you say Chocula? Or
I had. I
that's
just
how close she
it.
Is with him. Okay. Yeah, I have some Chocula. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I got this guy. Count,
CC?
We're informal at this
CC?
Point.
Bam.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I like to work a little Chocula action.
See, I think I'm really grown into middle age because I like honey nuts and clusters and things like that.
If it's sawdust, I eat it. I love it, and it's weird because I think
mini
I buy
meat.
The sugar stuff out of nostalgia. I mean, it
yeah.
is one of the because
yeah.
it will rip the shit out of your mouth if you eat Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah,
true.
But Crunch Berries, delicious.
I was never a fan of
it.
It
should be berries.
They had the nothing but berries one.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that one?
See, I can't keep up with the kids.
The nothing but berries one is literally like diabetes in a box.
Yeah, it's just sugar in a different
diabetes
form.
Diabetes in a box.
Diabetes.
That is the worst.
They market tested that name.
I was saying that's
and it sold. But just berries was just a little bit. Better.
Just a
you
little
can't
bit.
Edged it out. You can't diabete these diabetes.
Turns
the
out
box.
Most people can't read, so didn't they saw the
it's
colors?
It's because of the damn diabetes.
But the little cartoon mascot of the nothing but diabetes in a box was just like a little guy with insulin kind of getting pumped into his arm, and then a bowl, and then just a bowl of sugar, and he's got this look like, what are we gonna do?
I was thinking more Violet Beauregard as the blueberry
oh, the
and
blueberry.
Fucking Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
That would be
it's
the poster
a big blueberry of no legs.
See, that's the
missing a foot at least.
But I was gonna
at
say
least
the
missing a foot.
The berries, the all berries crunch.
Oh, yes.
See, it would have
should
to be her.
Violet
she's
Beauregard.
The fucking mascot. Violet Blueberry
Beauregard
for nothing but berries, diabetes in a box.
I had a crush
patented.
On her, so I feel pretty good about eating her.
I
nice.
I like that.
She's hot.
I actually had of all the girls in that one, she was the one I had the crush
on. I still masturbate to that old movie.
Did you used to masturbate to the girl from Escape the Witch Mountain, the original one, the girl with the long blonde hair?
I'm only 28. I'm not that old.
Oh yeah, no. Tia,
the new one with the Rock. Yes, I masturbate to the new one with the Rock.
You masturbate to the Rock?
Yeah.
You smell what he's cooking?
Oh my God, I smell it all the time.
Do you ever think when he gets a boner, he goes, "Man, I am hard as a me."
Nice.
I'm just saying, it's an idea.
I can't remember who the gal from the original Witch Mountain was.
She
was
Tia and Tony were their names.
Were they the two kids?
That.
But the girl, she had the really long blonde hair. She was famous for her long blonde hair.
She was pretty, but Girl Next Door.
No, she was pretty.
Really?
Not hot.
I don't know.
What kind of 11-year-old go, "Oh man, look at that 11-year-old. She's got a piece of ass."
She had special powers. She could move things from across the room. So if she could unzip your zipper from across the room, I can see what the fantasy is.
Now, I did not see that part of the movie.
Yeah. So she moved shit with her mind.
That was Escape to Witch Mountain going through the back door of the mountain.
She moved shit with her mind while the other one played the flute and moved shit.
Wow.
It was the flute?
He moved the stuff with the flute?
And it would fucking fly in the air.
And then a rock would fly and then land on Bigfoot or something.
It's the scariest, awesomest fucking movie for a kid. And then they had
the witches.
They had some random guy in an RV just pick him up out of nowhere.
That was Shazam. Remember Shazam?
Yes, of course. Driving around with the RV.
They did that? Well, no, this guy in Escape to Witch Mountain.
Do a crossover.
It's called a segue. Shazam, man. That was a shit. Captain Marvel.
Wait, Shazam? Are you talking about Kazam, the fucking Shaquille O'Neal genie movie?
Yeah, can we talk about that? Because I've seen that.
John's
got 10 minutes. Shaquille O'Neal.
Holy shit.
Speaking of Kazam.
Funny you mentioned that.
There was a Sega game. That's all I got. But what's better is Steel. The Shaq movie. Remember when he was Steel? He was pretty much the first Iron Man.
That's right.
I think he rescued kids or frightened kids. I can't remember what happened.
Well,
exactly.
He was also, that would be the Black Iron Man, which would be the cast Iron Man.
So he frightened kids, is what you're saying.
Nice cast iron, babe.
See, you got to pay. This is why I headline, John.
That's Jesus good. Lord. That's good.
I come up with a. What are you spanking me?
I like to.
More visual.
I know.
Nobody needs to know. That's for us.
No, this is going out.
Fine.
This is, by the way, can I say this show so far is the quickest to get off any specific subject ever. We just go, "Hey, we're here in Alaska." Next thing you know, you ever rape crunch berries and notice that Shaquille O'Neal's a big black guy in an iron suit? I don't know how we got here, but I'm glad I'm on board. I'll also be honest with you people. We are currently, this episode is being sponsored by Budweiser Black Crown.
Hold on. Wait. I don't know that we're supposed to announce that before Super Bowl.
Really?
This isn't being introduced until Super Bowl. We opened up the case.
When is the Super Bowl?
That stocked the shelves.
The Super Bowl's
if you want, we can release this after the Super Bowl.
Let's be honest. Nobody from the Super Bowl committee is going to be listening to my fucking podcast.
You never know, baby. Shoot high, baby.
But people from the Budweiser Super Bowl subcommittee might be.
Yes.
Well, that is true. They are fans of me.
I feel like they'll be excited
this
anybody is
drinking
We're actually
drinking
beer.
This after Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
Because the Super Bowl just aired yesterday, man.
Exactly.
Congratulations to the 49ers or whoever else is in the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
Who may
it's
have 49ers. Won.
It's the Ravens, right?
Ravens, Baltimore.
Oh,
Ravens.
Man. What a game. What a game that
was. It was a great game. I can't believe that won it. You know, it was amazing. That play in the quarter when he threw and he made the whole thing go through the. That was really. I've lost money on that.
Can't believe we saw his dick pop out in the end zone, though. That was incredible. I thought they made those a lot better.
I've
never
amazing?
Seen that in a sport, and it made me a sports fan right away when I saw cock and balls cross the line, called a touchdown. Refs were going crazy. I loved it.
Do you remember when that naked lady ran across the field?
I do. I couldn't believe she got raped by Obama, too, right in the middle of everybody.
Right in the middle. And then the mascot joined in?
Jeez, it was rough.
It was the one from the team. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. See, that's a good comic. She'll see somebody do a bit and go, "Hey, I could do it too," and it'll just be funny. Be just as funny. See, we got
to
come up with originality for you.
I just tried to join in.
It's kind of what Flip was doing.
I was trying
to play along with you.
No, honestly, and by the way, was she not doing great this week so far?
Stop.
You know, the first two nights of the week, Tuesday night, we will get people that are fans of comedy, honestly. Wednesday is kind of the tell. And we had over 80 tonight, which in our room, that fills
that's
all the way to the back.
That's 82.
Yes. Well, and then that's including standing room only.
Still, it was packed.
But very good. Wednesdays is we usually take a dip. So
this is
good.
Great.
I felt that the crowd
buzz
was even crazier.
Facebook. Oh, you had it. We were talking about tonight about you had a what was it? The two songs you were trying to figure out which one to do.
Oh, Whiskey or Creepy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And is this appropriate to talk about?
I don't care.
Yeah. We were saying that it was better with the way you did it because it's kind of a smoother transition. But if there is a bar where you could come out right away and start talking about rape, it's probably this bar on a Wednesday night.
I noticed that everywhere, in especially in the bathrooms, ladies' bathrooms, every sign says, do not touch a drink if it wasn't given to you by a bartender. Make sure to ask a host to walk you to the car. And I'm like, oh, shit.
It's a
maybe
thing
this is
in
not
bars now that it's happening everywhere.
They've got us. It's funny. I haven't seen it. Maybe I have to go to.
Well, we've already established this is a very rape-friendly town.
Well,
I will.
if any town can handle a rape joke right off the bat, we got a sense of humor about it.
I mean, I wasn't trying to make a joke about anything like crazy with rape. Just talking about how guys make rape eyes.
Why don't you tell where that idea came from?
Well, because Flipper McGee, when
that's
he
my
wants
Irish cousin.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Flipper McGee. Hello. Are you ready for some bad jokes?
Oh, McGill
have
Patty.
You ever not?
Oh, you're getting it.
Oh, I want to sing Nutsack with you.
Oh, my goodness. Your potatoes taste horrible.
I love it, the women out here in Anchorage. You can rape them all day.
Well, in either regard.
By the way, the show is not. By the way, I hope nobody is taking this seriously with all this rape talk. It is a.
Yeah,
it was it is an awful
so
thing.
Kidding. It's, we don't
and
condone
again,
it.
Again, Allison, I am sorry.
And it's also sponsored by Budweiser's Black Crown.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Available after the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Which is today.
Which was today, exactly.
Which was today. Although
Beachwood conditions.
Who knows when this episode's going up? It might actually time travel.
Can you believe that 82 people left this, like, didn't watch the Super Bowl and came
to our
show?
Let's not get off subject. Where did you get the idea?
Okay. I got the
idea. He's already an Alaskan.
I know.
Ba-bam.
So, no, but basically when Flip one time was trying to be really sexy, he gave me these he does this eyebrow thing where one eyebrow goes straight the fuck up.
You can see
it's
it from
so
the
scary.
Back of the room.
It's so fucking scary. Yeah. He's making it right now, and he looks like a real evil villain. well, he gave me this look of such intensity because he was so wanting to ravage me, which was beautiful. But
that's how I look when I'm horny.
But the look was fucking terrifying.
Stop it.
He kept staring me in the eyes, and I'm like, babe, you're giving me the creepy rapist eyes. And then I literally laughed out loud. I went, oh, my God, that's the Bette Davis eyes parody I'm going
to
do.
Which is, by the way, what every guy wants when a guy is trying to be sexy to his wife and she starts laughing in his face.
I love you. I'm sorry. It had to be said. It was just ridiculous. It was beautifully ridiculous. He doesn't do that all the time. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't fucking
remember
schmutz.
The time you farted
be
on my
balls. Be in
jail
if he did it all the time.
Oh, my God. But, yes, I do remember when I fart on your balls. Whatever. I've done that a few times.
We all know about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
One show at a time.
Yeah. It's fun. I don't think people believe that really happened, by the way. John, do you have a girlfriend or a wife or anything, man?
I do have a girlfriend.
How long? Oh, yeah, you talk about her on stage. Right.
Come on. Hey. She might actually listen to this. She's not going to come out to a bar for me.
Does she work for Budweiser?
She does. Oh. She's on the Super Bowl subcommittee.
Nice.
How long have you been with her?
About a year.
Okay. So are you
really
are
that long? It's the same one. Well, it has to be the same.
Yeah,
one, I just met her.
No,
know.
Different one. So have you started like
girls.
Bringing personal stories about her into your act now?
No, not really. I guess my story about getting dumped and then sending emails to the girl who dumped me is about her.
Oh, is that about her?
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. How does that?
Wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got her back?
Wait,
I got
her back.
I got it.
With the email that I sent. So good.
Well,
it was such a good email.
Give a little backstory because people listening don't know the bit, just like the bullet points of the bit.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Like most people, I'm not perfect. So, of course, she second guesses her choice to be with me many times.
Right.
And, we've dated off and on, but we've been together for about a year and it's been really successful, but
it's been kind of an on and off thing over the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but there were times where she broke up with me, not via email, but I always like to send a good email because then I have time to collect my thoughts. I'm not just crying over the phone and yelling, "You're wrong."
Right.
I can really just like give her my version of things and tell her exactly why she's never going to do any better, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, and the bit is basically, it's about how, the bit is really about how Gmail is reading my emails.
Right.
And over this long series, because you can't just send one Don't Break Up With Me email. You got to send 128 that eventually end in a restraining order. And it's about how Gmail, instead of helping me out and showing me ads like, hey, buy her some flowers, buy her chocolates, Gmail starts popping up these ads like Match.com and JDate and MeetBlackPeople.com. It's another one of my favorites.
Dude, I didn't tell you to do the whole fucking bit. I said bullet points, man.
Okay. Jesus. And here's the thing, guys.
Bullet points are, so that's
I did not
pay
attention.
He was getting to the good part. Maybe they were all good parts.
And here's a bullet point punchline.
No, you don't have to give the
I don't even like
I'm
boats.
Nice.
That's
boom.
That should, I think
killed
all comics should do that. Just fuck. Just forget the set. I'm going to go right to the punchline.
Or pick three. So
yeah, out of my fucking ears.
The end.
You figure out the setup.
Exactly.
Yellow.
Make up your own
teeth,
setup.
Brown eyes. Who cares?
Exactly.
Killed it.
Smoker.
Just killed it.
Yep.
So what does she think now that you do the bit?
I think as long as people are laughing and she feels like I'm doing something in my life, she's pretty happy.
Oh,
and
that's
she,
good.
And she never hears it.
Yeah.
But she has she seen the bit?
Oh yeah, she's seen it once or twice.
Okay. Because that's the thing, like, that's really important. Because, like, I had by the way, and you were reminding me, this is how old I am. When I was in college, I had a girlfriend. She broke up with me on Valentine's Day. And it was really tense. And this is before everyone had a cell phone. This is before email was what it is today. You know, it was like I was on CompuServe.
Oh, I
remember. Prodigy right here.
So, and I would literally going online would be an 8-baud modem, a phone wire, and then it would. I had no graphics, just all text. Yeah, yeah. You're like, I will now enter chat room. Boom, boom, boom. So, my girlfriend, she broke up with me. I was so fucked up about it. And like you were saying, you know, so you got to collect your thoughts and send emails. I actually wrote a letter. I actually wrote, back in the day, kids, we actually wrote letters on paper and put them in the mail.
Did you get your quill pen out and dip it in your ink blotter?
My dearest Angela, thou hast made thy mistake for thy twain time.
Did you Morse code her? You're like, I hate
don't
you,
don't beat the
bitch
to death, baby. And
Jesus Lord, beat the bitch.
Cheetos have nothing to do with it. But I remember, like, I had the letter in my hand. And I was like, oh, should I send this? And I was in college, I was by, like, the student mailbox. And I just dropped it in, and I said, okay, I did it. And then I walked away, and 5 minutes later, I'm like, I want it back. And there's no way to, like, desend an email or anything. So I knew that was going to her.
Desend a letter.
Sorry. Yeah. Did I mention we're being sponsored by Budweiser? And Budweiser. Budweiser, the beer of periods.
You know, that's...
Bloodwise. I was going to say, that's more like a diabetes
kit. I could have done a vampire
kit.
Joke, but I ran to the menstrual cycle.
I like diabetes kit.
Why are you back on diabetes now?
Because you're Bloodwise.
Oh,
you
my
keep
God.
Tests.
I'm just trying to tell you something.
You have diabetes? Is that what you're telling us?
That's
do you need a kidney transplant?
You keep feeding me with your... Never mind. I'm sorry.
With my love sugar.
That's...
She's loving it.
So, and not hit the exact note.
No,
so
I was saying that's very cool, by the way. That's it. Sleep. That's very cool, by the way, that your girl's cool with that. Because, like, I remember, again, when I was dating some other girls and I would do jokes about. I remember this one, Jen, this girl I wrote this joke about, pretty much about what a cunt she was and how she broke my heart and everything.
In the letter.
No, this is a girl. I did a. This is a different girl later on.
Sorry.
It's okay. Pay attention. Yes. And
I slept.
Yeah. They went over to him.
And awake. And so I had these like these.
Sorry.
I had these jokes about her, just about what a bitch she was, how she broke my heart, and just like ripping her apart. And one night she came to the show after we'd broken up, and she wanted to get back together. She came to my show with her parents.
Oh.
And I'm up there, and my set included that joke anyway. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So I did the joke about her again. What a cunt she was, but to her and her parents.
God.
The whole odd, and everybody's loving it, right? And I get off stage after my set, and her dad looks at me and smiles and gives me like a thumbs up.
Sure.
I'm like, I just called your daughter a whore and a slut, and you're just like, you nailed her.
Well, basically,
did you get back together?
What's that?
Did you get back together? That's
yeah. Because
I was introduced to you,
and now Allison and I are married.
Hello.
No, yeah, of course. Like, because I was so broken up about it that I wanted her back, and I was trying to play it cool, and this was like my way to kind of go, you fucking bitch, see what I'm doing? I'm getting along without you. And then she's like, I think I want to get back together. I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know, and then it did not last beyond a week. But that's good that you had a girl that's cool with that, because the whole point of that whole joke was like it's very rare to find girls that are going to accept all that, you know.
You know, that brings up a good point. Doing something in front of someone that you know might react.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a classic example. Or doing something about someone that you think is going to have a reaction and then deciding not to.
Yeah.
Or do you go ahead and do it? Because my opinion, I mean, what's your opinion on that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if you're talking about doing something about someone in particular
if you do a joke.
Like, okay, put it this way. Yeah. The Stephen Hawking joke I do.
Yes.
For those of you listening who might not know the joke, you can see it on my website.
Plug.
Course I'm going to plug. It's my
Wait
show.
Wait a minute, it's your show.
Exactly. So this joke I do where I basically impersonate Stephen Hawking, and I go balls out. I do the face, I do the body, I do the voice. This one time I was doing it, I was doing a show in Sarasota, and a friend of mine came to the show, this girl that I knew from doing theater back in the day, with a whole group of people, including somebody, a paraplegic in a wheelchair.
This is a perfect example of when...
And here's what happened. I was working with David Nickerson, buddy of mine, who's worked here at Coots, and if you listen to early episodes of the podcast, he was co-host on it.
Yeah.
And I was working with Nickerson at this club, and the bit always killed, but I'm like, I can't do that. The guy's right there, and he's with a friend of mine.
Is he, like, up close to the stage, like, you can see
him? He is, you can definitely, you know he's there. He wasn't up on the stage. He was, like, all the way to stage left of the room.
It's not like you walked by him in the back of the room.
No, like, but I did walk by him. Everybody knew he was there.
Is he quad or paraplegic?
He was in the chair, and he was, like, he was not.
See he doesn't digits.
Yeah, exactly. I don't label it's people, not, honey. He was in a chair. I know.
He did have early onset diabetes, though.
Too much
I have a question.
Is it?
Focus.
Serious question, though.
Yeah.
I only hear about paraplegics and quadriplegics. Can you be paralyzed in three limbs?
Triplegic.
Is that a triplegic?
Yeah. It's called Republicans.
That was
political? I don't know.
I had a serious question, but nobody has an answer, so we're done.
I guess it would be a tri-plegic.
Wrong podcast, by the way.
Sorry. Yeah, well, I'll call Radio Lab.
I got a medical question on this podcast about Cheerios and diabetes and rape. Anyway, he's there. The guy in the chair is there, and I'm like, I can't do this. If people know he's there, I could totally alienate myself. It would be, and the bit is long, I can't bail in the middle of it.
Yep.
So I'm like, I can't do it. And then David Nickerson's like, dude, you got to do it.
Absolutely.
Especially because he's here. I'm like, do it. And he goes, just fucking do it. It's a funny bit. So I'm up on stage, and I'm still debating about it till literally the second before I'm supposed to do the bit. And in my head, I just go, and because they were a good crowd too, I go, you know what? Fuck it. So I did the bit, and it killed. And that was like a lesson to me. I'm like, you know what? Don't second guess yourself.
But
don't
what did he say? Did you talk
gargled.
To this guy?
He gargled.
He laughed. Oh, he laughed. I mean, well, he didn't, like, laugh, but he made the face. And,
so bad.
I know, I know.
His chin.
It's horrible.
I know. No, actually, he was great. And my friend, because I told my friend afterward, I was like, I was really kind of nervous about doing the joke because of your friend. She goes, oh, my God, he loved it. He was laughing.
I was going to say, because, like, a person that's been through something, whatever he's been through in his life, to have brought him to that point, you've got to laugh at it. What are you going to do? You can't not laugh at it. You've got to try to find something that's going to make...
Yeah, I mean,
if
you can't take anything about yourself that you know might be so like fat, like if you're overweight, you know, and you know if you've been getting fat jokes your whole life,
well, you know you're overweight.
You know you're overweight, and just if you embrace it and go, fuck yeah, I'm fat, and what jokes you got? Here's a better fat joke for you. Yeah. People will.
That's like Gabriel Iglesias with the fluffy thing.
Yeah, it'll disarm. Exactly. So my whole answer to that is, here's the caveat, unless the crowd sucked, if they were a tense Sunday night crowd that was just kind of politely kind of nodding, I wouldn't have done the joke.
Yeah,
they already were so away from being a great crowd that I would just do the most middle of the road, non-offensive kind of material just to maintain any kind of focus on my act, you know? And see, that's the one thing, like, I don't, and how long have you been doing comedy, John?
About a year.
Really?
You're amazing.
Dude, you're very, let's not go crazy.
Hold on a second.
Stop it. You're really good. A year?
No,
holy
you're
crap.
Very good for being only a year in, man. Seriously.
Greg's about to quantify that.
No, I want to say, he did not get up on stage for a very long time. And you were helping.
Well,
Matt,
like,
right?
How
you
long were, have I been funny? I've been funny forever.
That's the thing. Nice. It's like, this is a guy.
Own
the
it.
Classic story. He's a guy who wanted to get on stage, but just didn't. Mm. And the venue here is, I think, more conducive to being like something where you can develop.
I didn't start doing comedy here because I was all, to be honest. Well, here's the thing. To be honest, I was threatened to do comedy here because I think. I didn't do comedy for a long time because I was busy. I'm also a filmmaker, and I've been making, like, short films and using that as an output for a long time. And I'd have to get really drunk to go on stage. And when I started doing comedy here, I got really, really nervous because, like, there's bright lights. It's like a real – it's like you're really doing comedy in front of a real audience.
He is making my point.
Yeah.
This is a little bit different than
– yeah, and so whenever I came here to do comedy, like, now I'm a little more comfortable. But before it was just like, oh, I got to really have my – shit together.
Yeah.
And now I realize that's not true.
Well, it's still true. And then you can slack off a little bit. But, I mean, you're a funny guy that for a long time wanted to get on stage.
No, and I said.
And that's the thing, is that when you have an open mic stage that's run right,
yeah,
you develop those people. And
absolutely,
it works way better for our comedy scene to have an outlet like that.
Absolutely.
These motherfuckers get on stage somewhere else, and they burn the light. They're fucking doing 10, 15 minutes on open mics. They come here, and no one goes over 6 minutes. I mean, they get the light at 4, they wrap it up, and in 5:30.
That's perfect.
But it's like, that's the real world.
That's the real comedy world, yeah.
They don't know that. Yeah. They think that the real world is like, so what are you comfortable doing tonight? I'll do 10 or 15. And it's like, no one's going to sit through that.
Yeah.
And we have so many comics here that show up for it that I have to cap it. Because we need to get off stage at a certain time, and I can't just keep running it. But at the same time, it makes their time management skill that much
better. Yeah. I mean, the really great thing is you can compartmentalize and work on like a 5-minute act. You get that done, and then you start working another 5-minute act. Get that done. Before you know it, you got tight 10, and then you build on that and build on that. So it's really a nice way to build a tight set.
Yeah.
That is very interesting you said that, because guys think they have to come up and do 5 minutes, and I say, look, you tell fucking three good. Can I cuss on this thing?
Absolutely.
I said
fucking
cunt.
Better. Oh, that's right. Goddamn effing cunt.
Did you say effing after you said fucking?
For a second,
fucking
I thought,
F cunt.
Well, I mean, for me, just having the time limit is nice because it makes me choose the jokes I'm gonna do, so I'm not up there just like floundering, like thinking about what to do next, which is nice, and I think it helps a lot of the guys here. Which, I mean, I think we. The guys that all the other local guys here have been working really hard, and just over the past year, I've seen so many guys go from almost like unlistenable on stage.
No, not almost unlistenable.
Pretty much like you were walking out. You're like, oh well, I'm gonna go get a drink at the other end of the bar. But they've all like come such a long ways, and now we have so many guys that can do solid time really easily, and it's great just to have so much competition in town.
Matt Collins, who's opening for you on Saturday, mm-hmm, and John also do – well, you guys do a lot of stuff. They do writing and stuff. And they did
–
they
good.
Actually did a local show here, and they did a lot of improv stuff with it. These – Matt and John, I'm trying to get them just to do an improv show and just do a workshop, get enough guys, and then build a show around it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah,
the next thing you're doing is the Matt and John's murder mystery, which –
we're doing
see, that's great. That
I don't know what it is.
Which is the fact that there's a kind of, well,
absolutely,
yeah, like a place for like not only locals to develop, but I love that there is actually a local comedy scene in Anchorage.
Yes,
that's something you really like. A lot of people wouldn't think there were many comics that would be developing in Anchorage, Alaska.
Well, first time you came up, there wasn't.
There weren't.
No.
I remember somebody drove in a couple hours to do a spot. Like there was
really
some girl.
No one's worth it. Driving in?
No,
you're
they,
worth it.
They drove in to do a spot, to do like a
I
guest
know,
spot.
It's like they're not worth, like, look, stay out in Palmer. You don't need to drive this far. We'll
that
find
would
someone.
Be a local joke for those who don't live in Alaska. No, it's true. But now that I love that there's a local scene, and I was going to say another great thing that you guys could do, because this is what I did back in Florida when I was kind of like one of the up-and-coming guys down there, me and some of the guys down there started doing writers' meetings. And we'd keep it really tight, like maybe four or five guys, you know, really tight. We'd meet at the local club during the day.
And they like it tight. Four the or world five famous guys Chocolate together. Charlie. Oh, sorry, really sorry. Tight. Sorry.
And we'd we'd basically like sit around in a circle and we'd each get 10 minutes to pitch an idea. It couldn't just be, hey, I have an idea. I want to do a bit about beer. It wouldn't be that. You'd say, hey, I have this idea. I have this and this, and I think this is where I want it to go. And then you basically had like four or five other opinions and other points of view to help you kind of write the joke. You got 10 minutes, and we have like a little timer. And once the 10 minutes was over, we'd move to the next guy. And we'd do like two rounds of that. It would take a couple hours, and it would get the creative juices flowing. It would help kind of create a bond between the local
different
comics.
Different angles, too. Well,
I mean,
different angles. Exactly.
I hate everybody else, so that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
But Matt Collins and I, Matt Collins, who we were just talking about, actually just, we had a podcast that we did like six episodes of, where it was just him and I, and we would lock ourselves in a room, but with microphones this time, and we would just we would pitch an idea, and it's called Matt and John Make Jokes, and we would pitch an idea, and by the end of it, one of us would have a joke, and at the end of the podcast, it would be a recording of one of us on stage actually doing the joke.
Oh, that's great.
And it was great, but it was...
Yeah, what happened to that? I remember when you were doing that.
Fucking Matt Collins. He's lazy. He's a lazy motherfucker.
But there's two of you.
Well, he did all the work, and I just showed up. Oh. So he stopped doing all the work, so we stopped having a podcast.
That's what it was, because he has all the... you guys did it at the station, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm trying to... See, this is part of why I'm doing this podcast here at Coos, is I'm trying to get these guys, if they want to do something like that, to do it here,
mm-hmm.
to be in a live environment where you can have a cup of cocktails, relax, a wonderful Ettinger in the background.
There you go.
But to do it in a sterile, clear channel type
It's not conducive for creativity.
It puts you a little bit on
edge. Felt table here.
Yeah, this table
for the
is...
love of God, somebody deals
I mean,
some cards
lock
already.
Me in a room with another guy for more than 5 minutes, and I'm not going to focus on anything, but...
Nice. Well, you can get over that.
Sounds like Flip's College Days.
Not until it gets all over me, am I right?
No, hey. Oh. Again, Flip's College Days.
These black crowns are working.
Yeah. Again, thank you to Budweiser. In case you can't tell, we're a little over half hour in, and I think we're all a lot more fucked up than we were when this thing started.
I'm
okay, maybe
fucked.
It's me. I'm a lightweight.
We're responsibly fucked up.
Yes, we're not
driving.
Yeah,
no one's driving.
Nowhere.
Exactly. By the way, that's what I'm
We are in my
so
car
closely.
Right now, and I'm driving, guys.
Nice. We're in the car physically.
We're in the Taco Bell drive-thru. I'm going to gun it. We're going to get past this guy.
Chalupa.
Hold on, we're looking.
I want a fajita.
Who has to look at the menu?
Hey.
I want that Baja Blast.
I still do.
Taco Bell exclusive. Baja Blast.
Renee! Dude, this is the most... By the way, guys, okay.
Are you gonna tell him?
Yeah.
I love it.
You want to talk about a random change of subject, everybody?
Before you go into this.
No, I can't forget this.
Okay.
I won't let you.
Did you ask Ryan to bring more drinks?
No.
I did not, no.
Or to check back us? Okay.
I didn't.
You tell the story, and then right at the end of it, I'm going to...
Oh,
he's
looks
got
like
us.
Our just intrepid tech guy, Will, is going to go take care of more drinks.
We
got the hint.
He did get the hint.
We're redlining so hard now that he's gone.
We're talking about Taco Bell. And I'm John, by the way, I'm sorry if I cut you off. Like, I can't hear you, so if you talk and I cut you off, it's not...
It's odd that you made him be in another room, too, because we have to anticipate him talking.
I'm going to stare at him, because I can hear him, so I'm next to him. If he's talking, I'm going to stare at him. So if I'm staring at him,
I don't look at you,
up.
Anyway.
Nice.
Since when were the ladies allowed to look at the men in the eyes?
Say again?
Where are we at?
We're in Arab...
It's Alaska.
We're in Arabia.
We are so far back.
Jeez. Women can't
women
even vote here.
Alaska.
And
okay,
if they can read...
We're not losing focus.
Okay, no.
We're
right.
not losing
you're
focus.
Right.
Taco Bell drive-thru, damn it.
Taco Bell drive... We're
I would love to. You want to go?
We were talking... I'm gonna talk over anybody who now speaks.
Usually,
I can control things and mute people. So we're talking about Taco Bell. It reminded Allison and I of the... You ever hear of this documentary? It was on HBO, and I think it's out on video, called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Yes.
It's the Dick House production. It's from the guys
have
that
you
made
seen
that.
It?
No, it's Dick House is...
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah,
and
it's the
Jeff
production
Tremaine.
Company. Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Jeff Tremaine.
Jeff Tremaine,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys see it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
So you're going to love this.
Well, we got to tell the people listening.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, I am driving this bus. You guys just sit back.
I'm the drunk driver in the back.
Stop at Taco Bell.
So for those of you who don't know, this really great documentary called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, it basically
documents... It's a wonderful documentary.
I got it. basically documents this family down in West Virginia who are like the epitome of white trash.
Oh. Hillbilly.
Hillbilly, trash. White trash.
Appalachian Mountains.
Just like, yeah, exactly. Appalachian, Hatfield and McCoy's kind of like redneck.
Coal mining.
It's fascinating and brilliant to watch and sad all at the same time.
Thank you, sir.
So there's this one moment. Will is back with some drinks. Thank you, Will.
Shalom's all around.
There Will. Is a...
Thanks, Will.
Shalom's all around.
That was...
Okay, hey,
Will.
Focus. There is this one moment. I'm sorry, I'm not getting off this.
No, don't.
This better be hilarious by the time I get to the goddamn point. This one moment in the documentary where one of the girls in the family, she had given birth to a baby, and this girl was a big drug user.
You remember this.
And, okay, Chayla remembers. And she gives birth to the baby, and then the hospital keeps the baby for observation. So she goes to pick the baby up a couple days later.
It felt that
and
way.
And she's told that the Child Protective Services has taken the baby because they found drugs in the system. And she's distraught, and she's being driven back home by her, I think her cousin.
It's her aunt.
Her cousin.
No, it's her
Oh,
aunt.
You're right, it is her aunt. Whatever. That goes to show you how fucked up this family is.
Subob is Kirk's aunt.
Yes. Okay. So they're driving back, and this girl is just bawling. She's like, I can't believe, I don't know, I want to die, I want to kill myself. And Subob, who also has, I guess she smokes like crack 8 times a day, literally talk like this.
She goes, I've always been the sick.
She really talked like this all the fucking time. So she's driving and she goes, I promise you, we ain't gonna stop. We ain't gonna rest till we get your kid back. Cut to them in the drive-thru of Taco Bell.
Immediately after.
Immediately. And this, again, the girl's crying, my baby. And she's going, I want 3 vaginas and a fiesta meal. And the guy goes, We don't have fajitas. Y'all got fiestas? No. And she, I'll have 2 burritos, please. So then they're in the drive-thru and they're waiting. And she sees people she knows eating at Taco Bell. So through the
in
window.
In the restaurant.
In the restaurant. So while in her car, through the glass, she's honking, going, hey, Renee! Renee! And then this girl and guy turn around and they're waving and she goes, hey! They took her baby.
Her.
CPS,
she's
they took
crying.
Her baby. She's crying. Her. And they're like, okay, thanks.
They have no idea what she said.
And then they see the kid. They go, hi, Tyler.
It's the most awkward.
It was so fucking hilarious. Just, they took her, the most personal shit in her life. I'm going to yell to you through a Taco Bell window.
Yes, exactly. But not even like, hi, how you been? You look great. It's like, hey, they took her. By the way, they took
but
her baby.
Wouldn't you be shocked if they said, you know, we're going to put it in park and go say hello. We know them.
That's just the kind of community that Taco Bell builds. It's just such a friendly place.
It's so
I've never,
friendly,
I've never walked in and not made a friend.
That is true.
I may be mistaken, but before they left the hospital, didn't they snort meth?
Yeah.
Off the back of the toilet? No.
The girl.
Oxycontin.
The girl. No, she snorted Oxycontin right after she gave birth.
Yes. She crushed
then she
it
went
with
home,
her cousin.
And her cousin and her aunts took her out, and then she did Oxycontin on the toilet.
Party and time. In order to pay homage for her last night drinking, they all signed the Crown Royal bottle.
No. This is after that. This is after that.
Anyway,
look, you
we
don't
can
talk
see,
anymore.
No, they. Well, she went to rehab right after that.
No, that
you don't
night
go.
They did
you don't go from
away,
Crown
we're
Royal.
Away bullet points.
No, there's
plot points.
There's no plot points. Here.
There's
this
no
is,
plot
this
point.
Is
it's
a
just
wonderful.
A,
I think Bam.
Go
Margera
watch it and feel better.
To do with that too.
Go watch it and feel better about yourself.
He was Offspring.
That's all.
He was Offspring. That is also available on Netflix. That's how I got
the Wild and Wonderful.
Yes,
okay.
It is
I thought it was a Ku Klux.
Isn't the guy's name Jesse? Jesse
yeah.
White?
Jesse in White.
Jesco.
Jesco. Jesco.
No, seriously.
Father
I thought
the cornbread on
it. When I first, well, here's the coolest thing about it. Let me just say this.
Wait.
No, the coolest thing about it is the fact that these people who are freaking the most like degenerate people in West Virginia, that everybody hates them, they have a talent. Their father and this guy, Jesco White, are tap dancers. And let me just tell you, they're actually fucking talented, which is scary because it's the idea that they have the musicality and the talent of this, like, off-the-wall tap dancing. They've been followed by PBS in the past because of him being the dancing outlaw. Like, it's just crazy. I don't know. What were we going to say?
Dancing outlaw. Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. This whole, it's like this weird, like, Rockefeller... Hillbilly.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Kennedy, where like Joe Kennedy
like
made
Elvis.
Money running booze.
Moonshine.
Yeah. And then everyone after him like lived off of that.
Right.
This hillbilly like threw sand on some plywood
yes.
and shuffled his feet around.
Yes.
By the way, not tap dancing.
Wait, and it's sort of tap
no, Gregory Hines.
No,
it was the guy playing the fiddle, not Jesco.
Look, that takes some talent. The things that they do,
shuffling
I mean, like
your feet. Sure.
You know what? You should
do it on chain gangs all the time.
You need a YouTube White Knights starring Gregory Hines, and
oh,
then
and
you
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yeah,
I
and then you'll
that,
get some
man.
Some tap dancing.
No, no, no. We're talking
well,
real talent.
Tap dancing
in the hills of Appalachia. Real talent.
Gregory
where
Hines
where
was such
a
bitch.
You throw
a
handful of sand down, and you go. Rising up that bow. It's time for me to start shuveling my feet.
I got some cornbread on the shelf.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for some tap to
That
tap.
Documentary is like it's like the movie Winterbone. Have you seen that? It's all about
is that the
like
Peter Jackson movie?
No, Winter's Bone it's got the chick from the Hunger Games, but everybody is sad and they're all on meth. She's looking for her dad. It's like all these same people, but there's no dancing. There's just people getting stabbed.
Yeah. Yeah, they make light of everything that they do because of the dancing.
I love that the mayor was like, "We just can't get rid of them."
We just,
yeah,
no,
we
you know,
we
just
try,
it's what happened. There's a boy down the street from humble beginnings who got accepted to MIT.
MIT.
Now, why isn't someone kept following him with a camera? And that was a quote
says.
From the movie. Then they cut to them, the whites just like doing blow in a pot and going like, "Hey."
There's actually a part in the movie where their adoptive son, who in regards to half of the characters is the uncle, I guess the adoptive uncle kind of figure. There is a point in the movie where the crazy crackhead lady who's about to go to rehab pulls out her tits when she's super drunk, and he starts like trying to feel her.
It's so
the most,
creepy.
It's the creepy.
Say that slower. Say it slower.
He tries to feel her.
How many teeth does she have?
At least five.
They were all hot. That's the thing. If you really look at them, they got great bodies, great asses on them.
But the
but
face
then
is just beat to shit.
Oh,
that's
good breeding.
The face
that's
is beat
breeding.
To shit.
It's like those gypsy shows on BBC.
They
look great, but they're like 14.
The other funniest part is what he already quoted before. It's Sue Bob, the fucking scotch drinking, you know, fucking cigarette smoking sounding one. She's introduced by bouncing on a trampoline. So you see these hot fucking body just bounce up and down, okay? And then you see all these pictures of her when she's younger or whatever. And then it shows her and she goes, do the voice.
I've always been the sexiest one of the family. Everybody said that since I was 15. I used to strip all the time. I'd come home with, you know, $1,000, $1,500 in my boot.
In my boot. Dude, fucking brilliant.
We go to the Bush Company. We'll find a couple Sue Bobs over
dude,
there right now.
Would you want to hit the big...
I'll fucking go to Bush Country.
Bush Company, for those who don't know, is the biggest strip club in Anchorage?
The Alaskan Bush Company.
The Alaskan Bush Company.
There's three places people go when they come to Anchorage. Chilkoot Charlie's, the Glacier, and the Alaskan Bush Company.
I heard that like the Alaskan Bush Company, like certain times a year when
Wait,
guys.
You heard?
I
does
heard.
It know you?
Or maybe no. She knows I've been there.
Oh,
I maybe
on.
It was you that told me that.
I'm
like
a
fishermen,
strip club comedian. I'm all good.
Yeah.
All
oh
good.
No, she's rocking it. That fishermen when they come back from like months on the sea will take their money and go right to the Alaskan Bush Company. And like so,
or here.
I haven't seen a vagina in months. God damn it!
Well, exactly. But you said something like it's some like certain parts of the year it stinks of fish so bad in that place, and it's not just the women because the fishermen come literally off the boat to spend their money at the titty bar.
They will. Well, what happens is one thing that happens is guys will come up and they'll pay a guy to take them out, and they're looking for certain thing like doll sheep or caribou or whatever. If they hit their limit in 3 days. They're gone. Fucking, if they'd leave and they go
oh, really?
Right into town and they spend the time at the Bush Company. They go barring. They hang out. But that's the thing is they limit out with a good guide. They're
you just changed it from strip clubs to IFQ laws and fishing.
I was talking about how they go there, but they'll go anywhere. It's one of those things where if they have 30 minutes to spare, they'll go by the Bush Company. Before they go, it's on International Airport Road. It's on the way to the airport.
You've been coming here for 6 years. Have you ever been to strip clubs here? Your
yeah,
wife
I went
is
to
here.
The Bush Company.
Have you? There, okay. There's a strip club called PJ's. That so in my younger days,
sure.
Back when I was 26, I tried to hit every strip club, and PJ's was my favorite because you'd see a girl like walking around eating a bag of Doritos, asking me if they want a, like a lap dance. Hey, hey, you. You got $20? I could grind this on you. Like, how about you give me some chips and you go away?
Did she wipe it on her vagina and go, it ain't?
Oh, yeah. Instead of going home with glitter, you just have like Doritos dust all over your shirt. Just a mess.
This ain't nacho cheese.
PJ's was located right down Spinard, and it was basically started by pushing two motorhomes together. Not even kidding. The building's still there. I'll show you. It's a couple of motorhomes they pushed together. Not motorhomes. Mobile homes. Yeah. And then they built on around it.
Really?
Yeah. And it was...
Is that still the way it is? The center of the club is like two motorhomes kind of built like a flower?
Isn't it the best way? Ask the Whites.
Yes.
The wonderful Whites.
The wild and wonderful.
How else do you build a structure?
Right from the center and go all the way around like that. Like a flower, just going all the way around.
Superb.
I've always been the thing. I'm
gonna kill that motherfucker. I really had to pee.
Are you doing lines from the movie?
Yeah, I'm sorry,
all
guys.
All we do is quote.
I think we're to the point that we're if we talk anymore, we're just gonna be belligerent beyond repair.
Absolutely.
So
I don't know what you're fucking talking about, Flip.
Well then, I'm speaking for myself. But I think we're gonna call it a good night right now, people. I hope you enjoyed listening to the show tonight.
You kind of do.
Oh my God, that's right.
Jesus.
Yes.
Flipper McGee.
Okay. Hey,
McGee.
Calm down.
Before
we go, guys.
What's going on?
I think it should be delegated.
What's going on?
I don't like being out here with a couple that just they get in fights and I feel mad. Should we fight too?
I hope there's a.
Let's fight louder than them.
I hope there's a cake involved.
Not quite. Before we go, we're gonna save that for the very end. Just quick plugs. First of all, Greg Chaley here. You can always check everything out about Choco Charlie's at Kootz.com, KOOTS.com. And John, you got a website or anything, man?
I'm all over that Twitter and Facebook.
What's your Twitter handle?
At JNorris123.
That's my
birthday, January 23rd.
Happy birthday to John.
Hey, I keep fishing for it. I just love
getting
happy birthday.
Fucking birthday. We're going to get even more full schnickled.
It's your birth anniversary. Your anniversary of your birth.
But at JNORRIS123 on Twitter. Check her out. Allison Weber.
Hello, and I'm DirtyGuitarGirl.com.
Yes, and you
know.
This 2013 Strip Club Comedian of the Year.
I got that title. I didn't have to take off my top for it. Well, bam.
Later.
I know how you like that.
And,
wait till you have to keep the title.
Guys,
that's how they
know,
get
you. Guys, flipisfunny.com. You can check me out on Facebook, Twitter, all that fun shit. And please go rent, buy, purchase, help me with residuals on my brand new movie that's out right now from 20th Century Fox called 30 Nights of Paranormal Activity with the Devil Inside the Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
I got it.
It's available at Best Buy, Target, Walmart. You can get it on Amazon, iTunes. It's on demand.
On
AT&T UVerse. It's all over the fucking place. And it was such a blast to make. And it's a fun, silly, stupid, fun spoof movie.
Get very
so check it out.
Drunk slash be in a
it helps
mood.
If you're as belligerent as we are right now. And speaking of belligerent, everybody, to wrap the show up, this is a little part of the show that we like to call the Skippy Green Show.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
Hello, everybody. It's very nice to be here. Alice, she spit. Allison just spit up a beer, everybody. I thought you were a swallower. You got it
Skippy.
In the eye. Guess you never
saw
it coming.
You got it right in my eye.
I know.
You always do. Jesus.
Jesus had nothing to
Good
do with
aim.
It, honey. The only thing that Jesus and I have in common is that we're both really hung. Anyway. So this is a part of the show. I want you kids to pay attention. Greg?
Yes.
Is that your name?
Yes.
I don't like that. I'm going to call you something else.
Well, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's G-G-R-E-G.
All right. Papa John. And John Norris, you're the local comedian guy, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, I saw your show. You remind me of a very young me. Only not talented and gay.
Sounds
and I mean
right.
that from the bottom of my heart.
Spot on.
I know.
I know. I could sense talent, and you know, one day you'll have it. So here's the idea.
In me.
This is the Skippy Green Show. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you a question. You guys get the same question, so pay attention. And you got to answer this question.
Is it a contest?
Hey, here's the part where I talk.
Okay.
You got to answer the question.
Do I ring in or do I just yell it out?
Yeah. I'll tell you when to go. Okay. We're going to go great to you.
Okay, that's
you have to answer this question in 10 words exactly.
Exactly.
Not 11, not 9, 10 words exactly.
7?
10. Split.
Thank you.
Got it.
Answer this question. Starting with Greg, going to John. Pay attention. If you could have sex with any member of the Golden Girls, who would it be and why? 10 words exactly.
I like this question.
B. Arthur, because she would hit me the right way.
Beautiful answer, and you're 100% correct.
How would she hit you with her balls?
John, same question.
I'm sorry, B. Arthur, wherever you are.
That is tough. That is tough. Rue McCallahan, because we are about the same height. Genital wise, is that one word? Is genital wise one word? Is that hyphenated?
You could hyphenate it for today.
And folks, on that note, I'm going to say fuck off and good night.
Woo! Thanks, everybody. We love you.
Thank you.
Talking about what's ever on their mind.